Hello, welcome to the Why Family Based Solutions podcast. Today is the 19th of November 2018. My name is Florence Kundring. Today's podcast is going to be about why parents end up abandoning their children. This is something that a lot of people have a lot of problems with. People tend to get very angry, thinking there is something wrong with these parents. Why would they give up their children? But the fact is that these parents are not looking around for a way to get rid of their children. For these parents, since it's a reality to them, the thought of abandoning their children, giving up their children, is probably even more unimaginable than it is to us in theory. The thing is that in practice, they find themselves left with no choice. The love of a parent goes beyond their selfish so-called wish of wanting to keep their child with them, of wanting to take care of their child themselves. When they find themselves in a situation where they think their child may not survive in their care, or if they have looked for help in every way they can think of and found none, they may end up sacrificing themselves and deciding to give up their child in the hope that this will save the child's life or will give the child a significantly better future. This can be in life and death situations when it comes to no food at all or inability to pay for medical help. Or it can be in a situation of trying to get the child out of the dire circumstances that you are in, but being unable to provide the child with an education or with what you consider to be enough food, and thinking that if you allow the child to grow up in an institution, the child will have a better future. So today's two stories are about the medical side of it, but the education side of it is just as relevant. The first story I want to tell you about happened several years ago. And in the country where this happened, it is well known that if you stop paying for medical care stops. There is no government subsidies. There is no credit system. You are in a hospital and you pay, you get care, you stop paying, the care stops, and you are asked to leave. In this case, I was working with an institution and we received a baby of about a month old, and the baby was in very, very poor shape. She clearly had a heart defect and it looked like she would need at least intensive unit care and probably emergency surgery to be able to survive. So we took this baby to the hospital straight away. Because this organization had a lot of babies over the years and had put a lot of babies in hospital, they had quite a good relationship with this hospital. And they could sometimes get a discount for certain procedures, and they got very good information from the doctors. When we arrived at the hospital with this baby, the doctors told us, "We know this baby. We have seen her. She has been here in the hospital for the past few weeks. Her parents were migrant workers. They are not from around here. And they paid all the money they had to try and give the child the care she needed. When all the money was gone, they did what they could to sell whatever possessions they had or borrow from whoever they knew to pay for more care. But in the end, the money ran out completely, and the child was not well. At that point, the parents disappeared." Now, to us, as I said, we had a good relationship with this hospital. To us, the doctor said, "There is nothing we can do for this baby. We're very sorry, but we cannot save her. It's not possible. There's no care that will mend the problem that she has. So the best thing you can do is to take her back and make her comfortable for what remains of her life. They told us that. They had not said anything like that to the parents. And this is something which in this country, hospitals are infamous for. There are people who refuse to go into hospitals because of that, because they are afraid they will be made to take tests or made to spend money for no reason, and that they will not be properly informed. If the parents of this little girl had been informed of the fact that medically there was nothing that could be done to save her life, they might have had more of a sense of closure, having taken her home and taken whatever time she had left to live without medical care, spent it with her, and then known that they had done whatever they could. They would have had a sense of closure. They would have not felt the guilt of having abandoned their baby, and they would not have been bankrupt, which is what happened in the end. These parents clearly did everything they could. They gave everything they had before they left their baby. They clearly left their baby in the hospital, hoping that if they were not around, someone else would pick up the check. Someone else would continue paying for their child, and their child might still survive. They abandoned their baby in the hopes of saving her life. The second story is more general. It's not about a particular baby, because I've seen it happen many times. The second story I want to tell you is about babies who are born with a cleft lip and palate. These babies get abandoned quite a lot, and I have heard a lot of outrage about this. It's such a small thing, I get told. Surgery, and then there's no problem anymore. There might be some speech difficulties, but essentially it's not a big deal. Why would anyone abandon their child simply because they have a cleft lip and palate? The thing is that it's a little bit more complicated than that. Yes, there are two or three surgeries, and they are not the most complicated or most expensive kind of surgeries around, but they do cost money. Secondly, first you need to get the baby to the time of the surgery. A baby who has a cleft palate is unable to drink from a breast or from a nipple. Because of the hole they have in their palate, they are unable to create a vacuum, and that makes them unable to suck. Now, it is possible to feed these babies with special nipples that have been designed to be used by babies with cleft palates. But if you live in a remote rural area, where are you going to find one of these special nipples? And say by chance you found some of these special nipples, or someone told you about them. If you live hand to mouth, how are you going to pay for these nipples and the bottles that you need with them? These are not small problems. Without special nipples, without special equipment, it's not really possible to properly feed a baby with a cleft lip and palate. So the reality is that on numerous occasions, I have seen babies, it's usually around 2 to 3 weeks old, with a cleft lip and palate, come in having been abandoned. And these babies are so skinny that it is hard to believe they had the time to lose that much weight. So clearly, these were not parents who took one look at their child, said, "This is not a pretty baby," and got rid of it. These were parents who tried everything they could to get their baby fed, to get the milk into the baby. But whatever they tried was not good enough. The baby kept losing weight, more and more and more, until by both malnutrition and dehydration, the baby would be close to death's door by the time we would get him or her. So again, these parents tried everything they could. They did everything they could think of to try and save their baby's life and to keep their baby with them. But in the end, they made the choice to sacrifice their own feelings of wanting to keep the baby in order to hopefully save the baby's life and give the baby a future. Parents don't look for a way to get rid of their children. They look for a way to give their children as good a life as a child could possibly have. And they look for a way to give the child that themselves. It's when there is absolutely no way of providing that for themselves, and when they only see either death or a very, very bleak future ahead for the child, and they think abandonment will be a better option, that parents take that step, make that sacrifice out of love for their child. Thank you very much for listening, and keep educating yourself on how to help, not harm, vulnerable children, so we can keep moving towards family-based solutions for all children.